Well, if last year's form is any indication of how Jack Perkins is going to go this year, it'll be very nicely given they were fifth and first. Tim and James Courtney joins us now. G'day, Jack.
Hey, Slack, Terry. Yeah, good to be on the show and good to be up in the Gold Coast. It certainly brings back great memories having won last year with James, and we're pretty pumped to try and do it again, that's for sure.
Yeah, mate, that was a massive win for you.
Yeah, it was. That's my first win in the main supercars category in my career. So that was a long time coming. And to do it with James Courtney and the Holden Racing team was just a really cool moment. I saw a few of the highlights. We were actually at dinner last night and there was the TV on the background. There's a few highlights of the whole thing and it brings back tremendous memories. So, look, we're pretty keen to get out there and do it again. And we haven't had the best run at Sandown and Bathurst. We've had glimpses of car speed, but we just haven't maximised the whole thing, and hence why we haven't had the results that we've desired. So, yeah, we're pretty pumped up this weekend, that's for sure.
Hey, Jack, can you use that trophy they give you? Have you had a go of the surfboard?
I definitely spoke about it, and on the Sunday night, I think we thought we were going to use it, but I never got a chance. I'm not the surfing type. I'll have to give it a crack one day, but hopefully I can add another one to the collection this weekend.
Yeah, try and get that in your carry-on luggage.
We had to put those ones in the team transporter. But what a cool trophy! I mean,
it is.
I've grown up with go karting and motor racing, where the trophies you get become sort of doorstops. So to get a surfboard is, you know, obviously really unique for the event, and it's such an awesome event up here. I mean, the town's already pretty up and about, and you know, the weather's looking pretty good. So yeah, it's really cool to race through the streets of Surfers Paradise.
Jack, how do you reflect on Bathurst, mate? You finished 13th.
Yeah, it's a tough one, Slats. You know, every year that race comes about, it brings grown men to tears. And we were really disappointed because James and myself sort of showed glimpses of speed throughout the day. And the last one of the safety cars came out and I was one lap short of my minimum laps to get out of the car. And at that stage, we were fifth. And then I had to race against all the blokes to get paid a heck of a lot more money than me. And I unfortunately dropped back to about 11th. And then we got back in the game. We were back up to about 8th when James recovered a bit and we had a bit of strategy. But then we did get a late race penalty for an indiscretion. So unfortunately, ultimately, we've scrapped that one out of the memory banks and we're sort of certainly looking ahead to this weekend. But it's so disappointing, Bathurst. There's only ever one winner, which is a shame.
Yeah, well, I think the right results happened as well. That's the news overnight. CAMS have officially dismissed that protest from Red Bull Racing. So Will Davidson and Jono Webb remain the winners. And from a driver point of view, Jack, I imagine you agree with that?
Well, yes and no. It's such a unique set of circumstances that transpired there. The unfortunate reality of the situation is Jamie Wincup crossed the finish line first, but then was given a penalty and subsequently lost the motor race. So, to be honest, like, I think, yeah, the end result was what they needed, which is the ones that won on the day won the race. But a couple of things that the officials will need to dot their I's and cross the T's in future, because we don't need to be deciding races 2 weeks later. That's just not good enough for our fans and supporters.
No, that's the point, isn't it? It was taking so long that, you know, you think if it was taken off the winners that had celebrated for 2 weeks, you'd be dirty.
This happened back in about 1987. Brock finished third and the two European Ford Sierras won the race.
Oh, yeah.
2-3 months later, they awarded it to Brock. So
that was
his final victory. But, yeah, look, we don't need to be going down that route. We had a great race day. You know, the TV ratings and the fan numbers were fantastic. And we're an entertainment sport and we need to keep providing entertainment.
Can you explain to us the redress rule? Which means, I think it means if you cause an interference that costs a person time and or a position,
you give it back.
You give it back and everything's honky dory. But in the process, Jamie took out Garth Tander. Oh, sorry, McLaughlin taking out Tander because of Jamie braking.
Yeah, that's where it's really unique. And I'd love to say that I could explain it to you properly, but unfortunately it's a bit of a grey area. And with all due respect to the last driver's briefing, I think a couple of the drivers said it was clear as mud. But principally, look, if you've done something where you've caused another driver to run off the track and lose track position, if there's an opportunity to reposition, they've changed it from readdress to reposition, then you've got to try and do that in a safe manner. So, yeah, the particular thing that happened at Bathurst was very unique. I mean, it's 10 laps to go in the biggest race of the year. So, you know, Garth Tander was obviously trying to make amends and get some position, and Scotty McLaughlin was probably using a bit more throttle on the grass than you would normally use, and we all know the end result there. But principally, if you do rub panels with someone and you benefit from what would otherwise be known as some dirty driving, you've got the opportunity to give the spot back or potentially face a greater penalty after the race.
Mm. And Jack, final one from me, mate. What are the keys about getting around this Gold Coast track? Mm. I mean, great for the spectators, but plenty of wall there.
Yeah,
this place is rewards a lot of bravery, and we go to Bathurst, which is similar in that respect, but there's some places where there's a bit of grass between the edge of the track and the concrete wall, and here it's literally 8 metres of track width lined by concrete walls. So the only chance you get to sort of find the limits is generally fold the mirror against the concrete wall, as funny as that sounds. The teams normally bring about 6 sets of mirrors because we use them as the width gauge on the car, and we'll be flinging them off into the crowd all week. Well, not into the crowd, but off into the racetrack all weekend, because that's where the limits are. But, you know, it's incredibly fast. There's the big beat chicane, which is about 6 high-speed turns around the back at about 180 k's an hour along the beach. And rewards bravery and commitment. But this year we're back on the soft tyres, which provides good racing. And, look, I think it'll be a great weekend's racing. We've got obviously one 300k race Saturday and one 300k race Sunday. So, who knows? Hopefully we're on the top of the podium there at some stage.
Jack, you've given us a great snapshot of what is a terrific weekend of racing up there on the Gold Coast. And let's hope you get another one of those quirky surfboards to take away on Sunday.
Absolutely.
Thanks, guys. Really appreciate it.
No, good on you, Jack.
Terrific with his time there. Jack Perkins from the Holden Racing Team, partnering up with James Courtney.